You're listening to Vatican Radio. Church leaders and NGOs have welcomed the launch of a new Caritas Internationalis campaign to promote the integration of migrants and refugees. Pope Francis on Wednesday officially launched the Share the Journey campaign as he met with a group of 50 refugees gathered in St. Peter's Square. The aim of the two-year initiative is to encourage local communities to meet with migrants and listen to their stories, rather than to be influenced by negative news reporting or fear-mongering on the part of political pressure groups. That can include fear of terrorist infiltration, the spread of diseases, or the intolerable strain on local services, jobs and resources. Among those welcoming the new Caritas campaign is Monsignor Robert Vitillo, Secretary General of the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission. He talked to me about the need to share facts, to combat fears and to showcase the contribution that migrants make to their host countries.
First of all, the International Catholic Migration Commission, for which I serve as Secretary General, is very, very pleased that Caritas Internationalis has launched this campaign, and especially to promote better welcome of refugees and migrants throughout the world. ICMC, our organization, also has been working on these issues for a very long time, and we just recently had a conference in Brussels on the whole issue of private sponsorships for refugees, where private individuals and private groups would receive authorization from governments to receive refugees, and then they also then assure the support for those refugees for a certain amount of time. What we found in a study we did on this for Europe was that all of the different European countries have different policies about this. And so, you know, it would be very good, we feel, that if there's more harmonization of these policies within Europe. But ultimately, the whole issue of welcome in Europe and elsewhere in the world is very, very necessary. And certainly, many of the governments and non-governmental organizations look to Pope Francis as both the teacher and as the example of this, since he also has welcomed refugees to Vatican City.
This problem of different European countries doing or moving at different speeds, if you like, is a significant problem, isn't it? With countries like Italy, for example, or Greece, bearing the brunt of the influx of migrants whenever there's a particular crisis.
Absolutely a problem. And the whole sense of burden sharing is something that's very necessary for us to look at. And we like to talk not so much only of burden sharing, but also of the talent sharing, because refugees and migrants bring their own gifts, skills, experience, culture, and spirituality, and they enrich the countries that receive them. So too many times we see refugees and migrants only as a burden or as passive objects of our compassion rather than as active contributors to the countries and the culture where they are welcomed. But the whole sense of solidarity in receiving refugees is very important. And many, many people, advocates in this area, feel that within Europe, the whole Dublin Accord needs to be re-examined, because in that accord, it's agreed that people can apply for asylum only in the first country that's received them. But when you have countries like Greece and Italy receiving such large numbers, then we need to find some way that other European countries could share in solidarity with them.
You're talking about this need for solidarity and integration. And yet, as so many people will tell you, it's very difficult in a context where local economies have already been so badly strained, services have been reduced, the economy is still struggling to recover from the economic crisis, and there simply isn't enough to go round to be as welcoming as perhaps people would like. What do you propose? What do you say in response to these criticisms?
Well, first of all, a number of economic studies that were done in the U.S. and also in Europe indicate that refugees, if they're able to be able to work soon, they contribute much more in taxes than they've ever received from the government, if you look at a 5 to 10 year period of time. And in fact, the Holy Father also talks about this in his message for World Day of Refugees for 2018, that we need to take the long view of this and not simply a short view. And so I think that's very necessary to see how they contribute to the development of the countries that receive them, but also how they also contribute a great deal to their home countries through remittances and other ways of sending support back to their families in these countries. countries that may be suffering from a great deal of poverty or from conflict.
The Caritas campaign also underlines the need for not just fine words, but also very practical action on behalf of migrants and refugees, whether that's on social media or petitioning legislators or getting involved in some kind of local welcoming project. Do you share this call for people, all people, not just specialists perhaps like yourselves, but all people to get involved in trying to provide a more conducive environment in which this kind of integration can take place?
Absolutely share this. And in fact, it's curious, ICMC Europe for many years now has had an initiative called SHARE. And it's an initiative not just with churches, but with municipalities, with government officials, and also with local civil society and with businesses. And we have about 30 cities in Europe where we've been promoting this SHARE approach, which in fact is a way of trying to develop a culture of welcome in Europe. In addition to that, of course, ICMC is very active in promoting the 20 points of action that the Vatican has proposed and Pope Francis has personally approved as advocacy points for the work of the bishops' conferences and local churches to influence their national officials as they sit down and negotiate at the UN this coming year two compacts, one for refugees, another one for migrants, again trying to look at this whole idea of providing a culture and an atmosphere and an infrastructure for welcoming these people and helping them to integrate in the host societies.
This is an incredibly urgent task at this particular time, isn't it? When we continue to see the rise of political parties that represent the opposite view, an intolerance, a xenophobia, a fear of the migrants, the new arrivals. We saw it just most recently in the German elections. It must be quite a difficult time to maintain that hope and that positive outlook that this kind of integration you're talking about is possible.
It definitely is a very challenging time. And I think one of the biggest challenges for us is for us in the church is to show the positive experiences with refugees and migrants and how they have been integrated into the societies. And also to overcome the fear that these are terrorists that we are receiving. The fact is that in none of the different terrorism attacks, which are terribly tragic and should certainly be condemned, but in none of those has it been recent refugees or migrants that have created those terrible situations. And then finally, there's also a fear, as one who's been involved in both health and migration for a long time, there's a fear that the refugees are bringing infections or illnesses to the host countries. And the studies that have been done show that, in fact, that's not the case at all. For example, in Europe, a couple of countries in Europe have had outbreaks of measles, but it turned out to be that many of the families in the country never got their children vaccinated, whereas most of the refugees have been vaccinated. And also, a recent study was released by UNAIDS to show that refugees who have developed an HIV disease, HIV and AIDS, that they were infected after they arrived in the host countries, not before they were. So I think these are facts and evidence that we need to bring out, as well as to appeal to people's hearts and souls to welcome refugees and migrants.
My thanks to Monsignor Robert Vitillo, Secretary General of the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission.